Chirk was at her side, inspecting the symbols scratched into the bare limestone. She nodded knowingly.
"'Tis that crazy old alphabet again. Muckuck, get me that key I made. It's in my pack. I'll soon tell you what this says."
By the time they had cleaned off the stone sufficiently, Muckuck found the translation and brought it to Chirk. Using birch bark parchment and a charcoal stick, Shog wrote the symbols as Chirk called out the letters.
"Turn halfway and slide south."
Sagax scratched his striped muzzle.
"Turn halfway and slide south. Let's give it a try, Skip."
Between them, both Otter and Badger possessed considerable strength. However, they could not budge the stone a bit, no matter how they threw their weight against it. Triss could not help smiling at their efforts.
"Stop pushing and shoving before you do yourselves an injury. It's pretty clear that no beast has moved this stone for ages. Wouldn't it be better to clear the ground around the base first? Get rid of all these weeds and rubbish?"
Skipper blew a sweat bead from his nose tip and grinned.
"I was waiting for me niece Chirk to suggest that, miss, but I'm willing to accept your solution."
Logalog swept his rapier blade along the ground. When he pulled away the moss where the rock met earth, he heard a scraping sound.
"It's stone. A stone laid on a stone base. Let's get to it."
It did not take long for the efforts of the entire party to clear a wide circle. The Gausim chieftain was right. Their work revealed a wide, flat stone base with scratches in it that had been made every time the badgers of old had shifted the greenstone to open the rear exit. Stream water and soap water were brought, and they washed the base off and rubbed soap water plants onto the stonework. Skipper, Sagax and Shog tried this time. At first, the greenstone refused to budge. Then Triss and Chirk lent a paw. The otter maid lent a suggestion too.
"Try turning it left to right instead of right to left,"
Skipper muttered to Shog.
"You know, I think she inherited a double portion of brains."
Shog stifled a giggle.
"Oi, but not from your side of the family, mate."
The stone moved without too much difficulty. When it would turn no further, Chirk gave it a healthy shove southward. It slid aside. Triss peered down a dusty flight of steps into the darkness below.
"Welcome to Brockhall, friends."
This ends Disc 9.